Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We have lots to talk about this hour, and we invite you to take part by calling us at 888-302-3684. You're welcome to pose your question or to share a comment or discuss an issue with me. 888-302-3684 to get into the doctor's office. Don't need an appointment. You can call us right now. And this hour, we're going to talk about a natural treatment for panic attacks. We're also going to talk about something that I think is quite fascinating. It's not a vitamin or supplement or dietary approach, but it is a breakthrough approach for a problem that affects lots of folks. It's a very devastating condition, essential tremor, and they've finally come up with something that appears quite promising. I get a lot of questions about that. I'll share a scientific breakthrough with you in just a moment. But before we get your phone calls and some of our other stories, this week in our newsletter, by the way, you can go to drhoffman.com and sign up for our newsletter, as thousands of people have. Our circulation's going through the roof. And this week I talk about the triathlon that I completed a couple of weeks ago. And it's a bit of a comeback story because I've done probably at least 15 triathlons, but for a couple of years I wasn't quite feeling it. And I worked through some problems, and I share with readers how I did that. You can also find the article at drhoffman.com. We put it up on our website. And one of the things that I think made a real difference in my ability at 63 to get back on the triathlon circuit is a new supplement called nicotinamide riboside, brand name Niacel. Niacel is quite interesting because it has dual effects. It can make you more energetic and improve both mental and physical performance in the short term. But in the long term, it also has profound anti-aging effects. It prevents the deterioration of the mitochondria that occur as a natural process of aging. A very, very interesting supplement. And they report on it in a recent edition of Life Extension magazine. Nicotinamide riboside is the real deal, I think, when it comes to energy support as well as anti-aging. Life Extension reports that in the August issue of Cell Metabolism, there's a research paper that shows that nicotinamide riboside can help to maintain muscle mass during aging. And it is the article is from the University of Pennsylvania. And what they did is quite interesting. They generated mice in which the amount of NAD, which is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, it's an energy substance, is restricted. So this kind of artificial situation where they created knockout mice who had premature muscle aging due to depletion of NAD. That's an essential energy compound in all tissue, but particularly important for brain function and muscle function, heart function. And what they found was that as these mice aged, they began to experience weakness and muscle fiber atrophy that was accelerated. It was way faster than would have normally occurred with normal aging. In fact, their muscle tissue looked like that of Duchenne's muscular dystrophy patients, which is a degenerative disease of muscle. And so then they gave the animals nicotinamide riboside, which is Niacel. And nicotinamide riboside, of course, is a precursor to NAD. and it resulted in a complete reversal of muscle decline. The researchers say, quote, at first we were surprised by how rapidly nicotinamide riboside was able to reactivate dormant mitochondria in muscle, despite being largely consumed by other cell types. In other words, it went everywhere in the body, but it seemed to be particularly effective in muscle. And therefore, they say, quote, it appears that a relatively small enhancement in muscle NAD can have profound functional consequences in this setting. So, you know, at the age of 60, I wasn't one of these knockout mice who had my NAD pathways deliberately blocked by research scientists. But, you know, as a result of the natural process of aging, NAD levels decline. And one way to restore them, and not just for muscle function, but also for brain function, for heart function, for function of every organ in your body, which depends on energy, nicotinamide riboside is a fascinating supplement. We've made it a supplement of the month in our of the week in our newsletter for several weeks on end, and I think it's one of the true nutritional breakthroughs of our current season. And a very interesting combination made by Thorne is something called Resveracel. It's this new supplement that we're carrying. And Resveracel combines nicotinamide riboside with resveratrol, which is a very, very good combination for anti-aging. Resveratrol has effects on the sirtuin pathway, which is kind of the holy grail when it comes to the aging process, and combined with nicotinamide riboside, and they throw a little quercetin into the formula, this is an amazing anti-aging combination. It's something new that we're stocking at drhoffman.com, and I think it's a very, very promising way to safeguard your body from the ravages of aging. I'm writing an article for next week's newsletter on the subject of anti-aging strategies, and nicotinamide riboside and resveratrol figure prominently among them. 888-302-3684 is our number. Let's talk to Steve in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi.
I got a question about the use of MK7.
Yeah.
I know it's good for bones and the heart and supposedly
it's vitamin
things,
K. Vitamin K.
Is there any potential downside to the increase in blood clots, you know, when someone's trying to prevent them?
It's a good question, frequently asked and actually frequently misunderstood by medical doctors, is the way that vitamin K works is when you have adequate vitamin K, you have normal blood clotting. When you have inadequate vitamin K, you have the tendency to hemorrhage. When you have excess vitamin K, you know, you take a whole bottle of MK7, it still doesn't push you into a higher risk for blood clots unless you're taking Coumadin. In Coumadin, you deliberately use to thin your blood to prevent blood clots. And vitamin K reverses Coumadin. So you will make your blood normal. And you don't want your blood normal. You want your blood anticoagulated when you're on Coumadin or warfarin. And a lot of doctors get confused. They say, well, my patient is on, aspirin. And now we're giving them vitamin K, and that's going to reverse the effect. No, it won't reverse the effect of aspirin. It will actually have a negligible effect on aspirin or any of the other newer blood thinning agents like Pradaxa, for example. Pradaxa is it's an alternative to Coumadin. And you can take, MK7 when you're taking those medications, but you can't really take high doses of vitamin K when you're taking Coumadin. Okay. Does that help? And by the way, you know, I will emphasize again, vitamin K is a useful nutrient for a lot of people who have coagulation problems, because usually if you're trying to avoid a blood clot, it's because you have a heart problem or you're more likely to have a stroke. These are circulatory problems. And vitamin K actually helps to reduce the potential for arterial calcification. And oh, by the way, most individuals who are prone to blood clots, often they're older individuals, and they have osteoporosis or they have osteopenia, and they need the vitamin K to help support their bone. So they got it.
Thank you very much.
Not to worry. Now, you tell this to your doctor. I don't know, your doctor may not bother to look it up or study it. They seem to be sometimes gun-shy, and many nutritionists get this wrong, too. Do your homework, folks in the health professions. Find out about how vitamin K really works so that you don't give patients the wrong advice about whether they can take it. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine. And your questions.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And how'd you like it if you could lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally with a device that's used once a day for just 12 minutes? In just 4 to 8 weeks, at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more. The device in question is the Zona Plus, and I've been talking about it, and lots of people have been getting it. I've been recommending it to patients, and it's the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it works for 9 in 10 people. It's gotten good reviews by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Health Letter, and the American Heart Association. There are a ton of studies, and you can try it risk-free as part of a special offer from Intelligent Medicine. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. You have nothing to lose. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. 888-302-3684 is our number. Before we get back to calls, though, I want to talk about natural approach to panic disorders. Now, look, I'm not going to minimize the seriousness of this because panic disorders can be devastating, and they're not really triggered by stress. They can occur when people seem relatively relaxed, and the symptoms are very physical. You feel like you know, like you're going to float away. Your heart's pounding. You have a sensation of impending doom. Sometimes you have numbness and tingling of the extremities. Some people faint or feel weak and woozy. So it's a very physical kind of thing. And researchers have discovered, this is that confirms something that we've been doing for a long time. Patients who are undergoing a panic attack are thought to have reduced serotonin levels. Serotonin is synthesized from tryptophan. And what do you need for tryptophan? You need both vitamin B6 and iron. And so researchers investigated levels of vitamins B2, B6, B12, and iron in patients with panic attacks. And what they found was that there was both low vitamin B6 and low iron levels in the patients who had panic attacks. So these results suggest that low serum levels of vitamin B6 and iron are involved in panic attacks. Suggestion, if you are suffering from a panic attack, get your iron checked. Please check your iron before you start supplementing iron, because some people have no business supplementing their iron, especially young women suffering panic attacks. Iron deficiency is epidemic. Get your ferritin checked. Supplement with iron or increase your intake of iron-containing foods. Supplement with my preferred form of B6 is P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. We give that very liberally to our patients who suffer from anxiety and panic attacks. And don't forget magnesium. Magnesium reigns supreme when it comes to natural control of panic attacks. Omega-3 fatty acids also have a beneficial effect on mood, have a settling effect on the sympathetic nervous system, a relaxing effect. And these are among the strategies that can make a difference when it comes to panic attacks. If you have mitral valve prolapse, consider coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol, because those patients with that particular heart valve issue are very, very prone to ups and downs of mood and energy, as well as rapid mood shifts. Keep your blood sugar stable. That's ultra important as well. 888-302-3684. We'll return to phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I wanted to share this with you because I get a lot of calls about essential tremor. And essential tremor is a very pervasive condition. It affects, it's estimated, 10 million Americans. And it's disconcerting because your hands shake and sometimes your head bobs. And a lot of people are concerned that this is a precursor to Parkinson's disease. And only a trained neurologist can distinguish between essential tremor and Parkinson's, but they're two distinct entities, and you can shake and tremble and never develop Parkinson's disease. Essential tremor is benign, but it is very disruptive to your life. I know colleagues of mine in medical school who had an essential tremor and who had planned on a career in surgery, but because their hands shook, they washed out. They couldn't do surgery, so they went to another field like pathology or psychiatry, where it doesn't matter whether your hands shake. It's a condition that sometimes gets worse as you get older. And there's not a lot of treatments for it. You could take beta blockers, you know, a shot of alcohol often ameliorates the shakes temporarily, but that's not a good way to go. So not a lot out there that can help. And I'll share with you a real breakthrough because last month, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first focused ultrasound device to treat essential tremor. And according to the lead researcher on this, Dr. Jeff Elias at the UVA, University of Virginia School of Medicine, quote, "This is a monumental day for people with essential tremor. All patients want more options that are less invasive. And what this involves is ultrasound that is directed at the skull that is highly focused and penetrates the brain. It's like using a magnifying glass to focus light, but instead you're focusing ultrasound waves. And it's designed to interrupt circuits in the brain that are responsible for the tremor. And to guide it, you got to sit in an MRI machine so that the gooey-breaded cheesecake bites topped with chocolate and caramel sauce. The dessert weighs in at 2,100 calories and 64 grams of saturated fat, which the Center for Science and Public Interest says that is the equivalent of eating four Taco Bell crunchy tacos filled with beef and cheese, topped with a 14-ounce container of Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream and two Hershey's milk chocolate bars." So, hey, you know, if you think the end of the world is nigh, just indulge in one of these extreme eating dishes. All right, let's take a call now from Susan. Susan's in Parsippany, New Jersey, otherwise known as Parsippany. How you doing?
Hi, Doctor.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call, and thank you so much for your show.
My pleasure.
A few weeks ago, you were talking to someone about PRP for knee arthritis, mm-hmm. and I would like to know, what is your opinion of the new, what they're now doing with the PRP, is they are combining it with the HA gels at the same time in mm-hmm. in the same procedure. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, so let me tell you. I have to say that a lot of these knee procedures have a very high degree of placebo effect. So there are a lot of people who say, for example, that they get arthroscopic surgery. That was great. You know, like my knee is like new again. But but they did a study on arthroscopic surgery, which is they go in and they take a little snip out of your synovial membrane, clean up the knee, so to speak. And what they found is that the results with that are equivalent to the results of just physical therapy, you know, just rehab to strengthen your knee. So, you know, you lay out a certain amount of bucks and you get, you know, an injection or an incision and they tell you, hey, this is going to fix you all up. And there's about this 40 to 60% placebo effect. So I don't do PRP. I have also seen some studies on hyaluronic acid injections, which suggest that they do little more than placebo to help repair the knee. There's temporary benefit, which is typical of a placebo response, and then your knee is back to where it was. Platelet-rich plasma has some potential because of, you know, maybe healing, but the studies on it are really kind of equivocal. So you know, what does work, and unfortunately it requires effort on your part, is rehab, physical therapy that involves strengthening your knee. It's boring, it's repetitive, it sometimes hurts, you have to work through the pain, and it takes a long time. But that often helps to stabilize knees more so than any of these procedures. You know, the same thing with prolotherapy. Prolotherapy, you know, has some studies that support it, but, you know, there's a big placebo effect anytime you have an injection. I mean, it seems like a, you know, a plausible intervention, and the mind is a wonderful healer. So sometimes that is, you know, goes into it. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And let's take a call from Valerie in Denville, New Jersey. How are you doing?
Yes. Hi, Doc. Hey. I'm having an arthroscopy on my left knee, and I'd like to know how many days of the operation I stopped taking.
Can you hear me, Valerie?
Yes.
I have a question for you. Why are you having the surgery?
I have a lot of pain in my left knee. It really hurts to bend it, and I had an MRI, and the meniscus is torn.
Okay, so can I say something to you before I tell you what to do to when you're going to have the surgery? Is that it's highly likely that the surgery is completely worthless. Are you ready to hear that?
Yeah, well, no, I already know about that. I know somebody who had physical therapy first. It didn't work, and she had the arthroscopy. And unfortunately, that didn't work either. But we're wondering if they did anything to her because she has absolutely no scars. She didn't have to keep it dry for 3 days after the operation.
And they still charged her. Maybe they didn't do the surgery. They just put a little Band-Aid on it.
All they did was knock her out.
They just knocked her out and put a Band-Aid on it. Yeah, here's the thing. You know, whenever you have any kind of knee procedure, whether you inject it with hyaluronic acid or whether you inject it with prolotherapy or whether you put stem cells in or whether you do arthroscopic surgery, there's a high degree of placebo effect. And then, of course, there's a physical therapy that you get, you know, afterwards, which probably is, just as good as the surgery, if not better. So, you know, the latest information is, look, and this, when you do a study, we're looking at probably hundreds, if not thousands of people across many studies. So meta-analysis of different studies. And what that means is that probably some people derive benefit, but on average, when you average it out, people weren't better. So I'm not saying that never is there a benefit. There's been a lot of discussion about this. I think there was a big article in New York Times, for instance, which said, you know, why do doctors keep doing a procedure, you know, hundreds of thousands of times a year, that has actually not been proven beneficial and maybe worthless? And the suggestion is that, doctors aren't keeping up with the literature and that they're self-serving when it comes to administering procedures that, may not ultimately be in the interest of patients. So you're going to have the surgery anyway. Notwithstanding, you're going to have the surgery anyway. So what should you stop? Well, you're taking high-dose fish oil, are you?
Yes, I'm taking fish oil.
Okay, so you probably should stop, about a week or so before the surgery. And as soon as the incision heals, you know, a couple of days later, you can begin taking fish oil again. High-dose vitamin E, but you can take low-dose vitamin E, below 200 international units. If you're taking a garlic formula, maybe you're taking aged garlic extract, you may want to stop that because it's a little bit of a blood thinning effect. Ginkgo biloba is a blood thinner. Some people taking it for a brain, and you should probably stop it. In terms of healing, we actually have a nice section at drhoffman.com. I'm not going to enumerate all the supplements that are listed there, but it's called Supplements for Surgery. And we recently updated that article. We talk about the things you should stop taking, and we talk about the things that you should take. Now, unfortunately, when you're about to have surgery and you go to, the doctor says, what should I take or what should I not? Just don't take anything. Stop all your supplements. But what you're doing then is you're depriving yourself of supplements that actually may be crucial for healing and reducing swelling and inflammation. So, merely because there are some supplements that can interfere with surgery doesn't mean you should stop all supplements. You should be selective about that. And that's what that article talks about. It talks about the science behind which supplements you should stop and which supplements you should maintain, in fact, encourage to promote healing. But, I'm sorry to disillusion you, but you probably already know about the controversy in relationship to arthroscopic surgery for torn meniscus. Physical therapy works as well, according to studies. Just intense physical therapy to strengthen the muscles that support the knee. Okay, our next caller, I'm having a little trouble with the screen, Al, so give me the name of the next caller, please. Cosmo. Okay, Cosmo, welcome. How you doing?
Okay, I want to find out. I'm going to ask you a question. When you get an MRI, they're going to give you contrast. This is radioactive stuff they inject into you.
Mm-hmm.
How, isn't there any procedure that they should explain the dangers of this, that you could get kidney damage, that it could kill, and more than likely it always kills kidney cells. Got to kill some of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them even more, with gallium, I heard, is this very strong one. But anyway, mm-hmm. shouldn't they tell you you want to do this, and should they offer you an antidote?
Okay, so this is a good question, is that contrast is administered, different types of contrast administered for different procedures. So when you get a regular CAT scan, there's a type of contrast that's administered that is usually an iodine-based contrast. And for people who have shellfish sensitivity, that predicts the potential to have a serious reaction. Now, I'm sure that somewhere in the papers that you sign as you're about to have these procedures, there's a lot of disclaimers. You know, it's sort of like when you sign a mortgage or when you, you know, sign up for some, like a, even a ride at an amusement park these days, you know, you're signing away your life. There probably is an enumeration of all the potential catastrophic things that can happen to you when you get that contrast shot. I mean, that's what the lawyers make the doctors do these days. So you can read about it. If you bother to look at the fine print, but your head's going to swim when you know, see like that long litany of potential problems. Usually people tolerate, the contrast that's used for, CAT scans, but there are some people who are highly allergic, and sometimes they have to be pre-medicated, or they can't use contrast at all, or they use a special type of contrast that's more expensive, that's hypoallergenic. Less likely to cause problems. When it comes to MRIs, it's an entirely different thing. You get gadolinium, and gadolinium is something that it's actually something that shows up in a magnetic field. It's a metal, and they inject it, and it's usually fine, except when it's not fine. And when it's not fine, it's a very devastating problem. It's very hard to get the gadolinium out of your system. And usually that doesn't occur at random. That occurs when people have poor kidney function. So it's predictable. People with poor kidney function probably are not good candidates to get gadolinium. This doesn't mean that there's not a lot of people who have gadolinium toxicity problems. And it's hard to get it out once it's in. So, you know, your question is, you know, it's a reasonable question. But there's sometimes where the contrast really helps the doctors find something. You know, doing a study without contrast doesn't show up certain structures, for example, within the brain or within the body. The contrast really helps to light up features of the anatomy that may help the doctor come to a diagnosis. Sometimes, you know, you can just say, look, do you really, really need the contrast? The doctor says, well, okay, you know, let's do it without contrast. Not quite as good, but for these purposes, it's not essential. You can bow out of getting contrast. Ask, you know, whenever you're getting a procedure, is there an alternative? Maybe the procedure is satisfactory without the contrast. All right. Let's talk to Mark in Trenton, New Jersey. How you doing?
Dr. Hoffman, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I didn't know when I called that it would be knee day. But
oh, it is knee day. Yes, it is.
Knee day. Listen, I've been an athlete all my life. I used to run and swim and cycle, play tennis. When I turned 40, things started to change, and I started to suffer from what I would describe as living in a constant state of inflammation.
Right.
So everything hurts.
You want to know what to do for the knee, or are you just talking about generalized inflammation?
Well, the worst part of it is my knee, of course. And I've been reading about these stem cell treatments that actually they claim to rebuild cartilage where cartilage is worn away.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to weigh in on the stem cell treatments for the knee?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So let me just, I'm gearing up to write an article about stem cells. I don't do the stem cell treatments, but I've been looking at the potential for stem cells for quite some time. And I think that stem cells really is kind of a messed up field because there's tremendous potential for stem cells to regenerate various parts of the body. But there's also a lot of abuse. There are a lot of doctors administering stem cells willy-nilly for god-awful conditions where there's no conventional medical treatment, and they're saying, hey, you know, maybe, just maybe, we'll inject these stem cells and they'll take, you know, they'll fix your liver, they'll fix your brain, they'll fix your whatever, because they'll find a way to get to the right organ and do the job. Well, unfortunately, there are only very few indications for which stem cells really work. Very, very few. And sometimes it's not just a matter of injecting the stem cells that have been pulled out of your adipose tissue in your stomach, or better yet, out of your bone marrow. They have to be prepared and cultivated and cultured in a special way to make it so that they'll take. And moreover, they may need to be injected very, you know, into the part of the body that really needs to be fixed. So injecting into the brain, that's kind of dicey to fix the brain. Injecting the knee is a little easier because, yeah, that's not a critical part of the anatomy. You know, you can't do much, you can't wreak much havoc with a knee injection. But there's a lot of controversy about whether these knee injections really work. And it kind of goes back to what I was discussing earlier. It's a very strong placebo effect when you do an expensive therapy that people believe in, and that doctors believe in. And that's why they do what are called double-blind placebo-controlled trials, where the doctor doesn't know what's happening, the patient doesn't know what's happening. And in many of those trials, the stem cells come up only somewhat beneficial or not beneficial at all when injected into the knee. So maybe in the future we'll have better ways to prepare the stem cells, so the stem cells actually really help to regenerate chondrocytes. Chondrocytes are the cells that make up the cartilage in the knee. But at this point, it's a little bit equivocal. In other words, you know, it pays your money and it takes your chances. Let's move on to Susan in Manhattan. How you doing, Susan?
Hi. I am having a stomach ache right now. I have frequent stomach aches after a bowel movement, especially on weekends, when I may add a piece of bran muffin to my breakfast of cottage cheese, fiber one, blueberries, prunes, green tea.
Okay, so you have a form of irritable bowel syndrome. So that involves a little bit of a workup. And, you know, is there something in your diet that's making it worse? Do you have small intestine bacterial overgrowth or SIBO? Do you have a dysbiosis of the large intestine? These are some of the things that we might want to look at in an analysis of your problem. That may involve a stool test. That may involve a breath test where we administer a challenge drink and see if you overproduce gas when you take in a sugary kind of drink. Then, you know, the target might be to replenish your GI tract with the right bacteria, to use either herbs or in some cases medication to suppress bacterial overgrowth. Change of diet is really essential. Some people, you know, a little constipated, they cram themselves with fiber and bran, and that just creates a lot of fermentation in the gastrointestinal tract and makes you feel bloated and creates spasm and pain. So sometimes a lower carbohydrate diet and a lower fiber diet is the answer. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember, this program, but the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine Phenomenon. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can subscribe to our newsletter, and you can go to drhoffman.com for lots of useful content. We've got podcasts there, and we hope you'll listen to them, because plenty of free resources. Take advantage of them. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.